For the first time in the U.S., there's a place where people with addiction can use illegal drugs like heroin and methamphetamines, use them openly under medical supervision without fear of arrest. New York City announced today a nonprofit group will operate two safe drug use sites in Manhattan. Both are approved by the city's health department. Similar overdose prevention programs have been blocked in other cities by legal challenges. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann joins us to talk this through. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Mary Louise.
So how is this going to work? And why would someone with addiction want this?
Well, the world's really changed. The street drug supply now is incredibly dangerous, laced with this powerful opioid we've been hearing about, fentanyl. So it can be deadly, using drugs alone without support even one time. So now people in New York City will be able to come to these two sites operated by a nonprofit group called OnPoint NYC. The facilities are already offering clean needle exchanges. And now folks will be able to come in and use their drugs with supervision. People on site, experts will be ready to administer naloxone if there's an opioid overdose. That's a medication that can reverse overdoses quickly. And when people come in, they'll also be offered addiction treatment and counseling. And city officials say they think this could save up to 130 lives every year. And also prevent the spread of diseases like HIV, AIDS, and hepatitis.
Programs like this have been really controversial, though, as New York just made the decision that they think the benefits will outweigh the risk.
Yeah, that's it. You know, drug overdose deaths have just exploded. More than 100,000 people in the U.S. died in a 12-month period, according to the latest federal data. And Dr. Dave Choksi, the commissioner of New York City's health department, told me today more than 2,000 people died in New York City alone. So he felt like they had to act.
Unfortunately, the overdose crisis is worsening. So this is something that we feel deep conviction about and also a sense of urgency to address.
Now, as you mentioned, Mary Louise, similar programs have been blocked or delayed by court challenges in other cities. Choksi told me today, so far, there have been no legal challenges filed to this program.
What about challenges from law enforcement? I'm trying to imagine what kind of role they play here.
Yeah, it's interesting. When this has been proposed in other cities, neighbors have objected. Some police have objected, worried it could increase drug use and crime. Officials in New York say they don't think that's going to happen, and they've worked hard to make sure these sites will be well-run, might even help move drug use off the streets. The NYPD has agreed in this case not to patrol and make arrests inside these facilities, but they will be present in neighborhoods. And again, I asked Dr. Choksi about this, and he said they think that they have a way that this will work long-term.
We are confident that these are spaces that will be allowed to operate for what they are. They're clinical, safe, hygienic spaces where people can go to seek care and to access treatment.
And one thing that's interesting is a lot of local officials in these New York City neighborhoods have come out today to support this program.
I'm sure officials in other cities are watching. Are we likely to see more of these safe use sites?
That's going to be interesting to watch. I spoke about this with Cassandra Federique today. She heads the Drug Policy Alliance, a group that advocates for treating addiction as a health crisis rather than a criminal problem. And Federique says she thinks, yeah, New York's move could really be a game changer.
I think that's going to give folks courage. I think there are a lot of phone calls happening right now with folks figuring out, okay, like, how can we do this as well?
But I should say the Biden administration has so far refused to take a position on whether this kind of program is legal. A Justice Department spokesperson today told me they have no comment on what's happening in New York. So as we move forward, Mary Louise, there are still a lot of questions and a lot of uncertainty.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
And NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann.